Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. While there are concerns about the corn that's still in the field, Irie insurance agent Reed Irie says that crop is still protected by crop insurance.
Well, number one, if the farm is in your past, we're okay. It is we've extended insurance, case by case, if they like to say. But we got an extension of time as long as we're trying to harvest the corn. And there, if it is out there in June, we do have prevent plant on the corn that we've got that's been in our system. If it is added land, however, there's a few question marks as to how that plays in whether there'll be prevent plant on that crop or not.
New federal programs like WIP Plus also serve as a backstop for these commodities. However, that standing corn needs to be harvested before WIP Plus payments can be made.
All these products, the WIP Plus is based off of the multi-peril policy that you had. So the higher we bought up to start with, or in the past, I've always said, we want to buy just as high a coverage level as we can stand with multi-peril crop. It covers more, it costs more, but we got to get in the spot that that you can live with as far as risk management, and be able to sell the crop when we think there's a market that makes sense.
Irie encourages growers to pay attention to deadlines for crop insurance and the farm programs. Irie Insurance hosted meetings yesterday in Devil's Lake and Hope. A similar meeting is planned Friday in Hillsboro. Discussions